The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Charlottesville, I'm Megan Moore. Richmond City Councilman Andreas Addison is hoping to pivot to become the city's next mayor this November. He announced his bid in a press release on Wednesday. If elected, he hopes to continue pushing for progressive policies like he did as a council member. That would include creating a Department of Transportation, something he proposed previously.
Let's look at best practices. Let's look at what other cities are doing, and let's do that here. You know, when I say progressive policies, it's building on what I think I've already been a vocal advocate for and finding ways in which to structurally maybe break down some of those silos to bring together the resources to make that happen.
Addison was elected to the 1st District in 2016 after working at City Hall as an analyst for 8 years. He is now one of 5 people running for office, and he joins 2 other candidates with Richmond Council experience, Chris Hilbert and Michelle Mosby, in the race. Virginia's legislature released documents detailing how House and Senate lawmakers want to raise and spend money on Tuesday. VPM News' Jad Khalil reports that the differences are sometimes part of a negotiation tactic.
Delegates wrote in their budget, Virginia has to rejoin the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, a carbon market meant to reduce emissions. It's a key policy priority for Democrats, but the Senate didn't include it. This is despite the budget chair, Senator Louise Lucas, saying Virginia should stay in the climate initiative. Other differences are the House including the arena deal Governor Glenn Youngkin wants, and the Senate putting more money into education. These could all be bargaining chips. Bill Leidy used to work on Senate finance and for former Governor Mark Warner.
They will get to the point where they start going back and forth and saying things like, I'll take your stadium deal if you take my educational components.
Right now, negotiations are between the House and Senate, but there's Youngkin to account for. Former Governor George Allen says he shouldn't give away too much.
The more you let them know you want this, then the more they can say, well, if you want us to support this, you're going to have to support this, that, and the other.
These negotiations all happen behind closed doors. Jad Khalil, VPM News.
A labor group is opposing the effort to move a pair of Washington sports teams to Northern Virginia. The local chapter of the AFL-CIO and its member unions have objected to a $2 billion proposal backed by Governor Glenn Youngkin, according to the Associated Press. Representatives of the union say they unsuccessfully sought agreements to ensure organized labor is used to build the facility. Alexandria residents have separately voiced concerns over traffic, while others question the economic need to offer incentives to a wealthy team owner. If an agreement is reached, it would bring Virginia its first major pro sports franchises. Good news for roadkill lovers. Both the Virginia House and Senate have passed legislation that would make it legal for people to collect certain types of roadkill from the side of the asphalt. The proposal would allow any deer, elk, bears, or turkeys killed by a vehicle to be claimed by anyone at any time, even if they didn't hit the animal. The current law only includes deer or bears. The bill will now head to Governor Glenn Youngkin, who will decide whether to sign it into law. The Friends of the James River Parks Invasive Plant Task Force is hosting Richmond's Invasive Species Awareness Week, March 3rd through March 9th. Last year, the City of Richmond proclaimed March to be Invasive Species Awareness Month, according to the FOJRP's website. The week will provide many activities like informed nature walks, a film screening, a children's story hour, and invasive plant removal events. To view and download the flyer with information on the week's activities, go to jamesriverpark.org and search invasive species. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM. I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.